Good morning, good morning, good morning. Guess what? I'm late. And I apologize. Oh, man. You know, I've only... Hello?
Good morning.
Hello, good morning. Not only am I late, but we got a lot of energy going on today. Yeah, what a beautiful day it is. I've only been away one weekend, but oh my goodness, it seems like it's been a year. Hey, we're really more together than this. I probably threw everybody off this morning because I came in here like, whoo, like the wind. All right. Let's settle into this day. Because this is a day that the Lord has made, isn't it? And guess what? We're going to rejoice and we're going to be glad in it. Because we get to be the expressions of God right here in this moment on this earth plane. So let's all take a breath in, and as we release it, we bring ourselves into this moment right here, right now. Dear God, we're so grateful. We're grateful that we can come into this chapel and rejoice and know that you are the energy that moves and works its way through us, reaching out to not only our families, but to the community as a whole. We recognize our oneness with one another. We acknowledge there is no separation between us and the love of you, dear God. So as we come into this service, we're grateful. We take nothing for granted. We are grateful that you are the moving force that works through the electricity and the power that gives us the ability to project out this morning. We thank you for the music that is going to be heard, for the music that will lift us up and make us dig deep and know, as the psalmist said, be still and know that we are God. And we thank you for the words that will be spoken here. We know they are words of love. They are words of caring. They're words of uplift and support for one another. So for this, for our being gathered here today, for each and every one of us, not only in this chapel, but who will listen in later, we say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And it is so, and so it is. We claim it right here, right now, right where we stand. Amen. Oh, I forgot. Let's affirm our affirmation for this service together. In the unity of this moment, all is perfect, whole and complete. The one power, the one presence expresses in us every moment of every day. We open our hearts to the wisdom and intelligence that exists in the universe and in our minds. From the one power come all answers, resources, opportunities, solutions, creativity, and all healing. We release all doubt. We trust what we need is showered upon us, and rises within us at the right time and place and in the correct sequence. We know divine order is always unfolding for our highest good, and all is well in our world. Amen. Amen.
We've been waiting for this night for a long time. Our next number, it begins with some chanting in Sanskrit. And then they will begin with some naming different names of God, Jehovah, Allah. And then you'll have a song that you will all know very well. It seems that in New Thought, we do honor all faiths, except usually the one we grew up with. But anyway, that's another story. And there's a class for that, so. This is in a wonderful arrangement by Mr. Eric O'Dell.
Was blind but now you so much. I'm so proud of them. And again, our wonderful music minister, music director, fine arts director, Michael Gott. Would you acknowledge our day?
Good morning.
Good morning.
So I believe I'm doing the daily word today. Daily word time, right? Yeah, daily word. Mm-hmm. It is Sunday, July 30th, 2023, and the word for today is wonder. Mm. I view my life through eyes of wonder. I feel inspired watching a young child discovering new things, eyes wide with awe and wonder, even the smallest experiences. Feeling the tickling of a butterfly on the skin or blowing of seeds of a dandelion are a marvel and a joy. I think of this when disappointing life experiences chip away at my sense of awe and appreciation. Today, I let go of disillusionment and open my heart and eyes to once again live in wonder. As I live life anew, I renew my belief in the goodness of life and of all people. I open myself to the unexpected treasures happening all around me each day. Wonder is a precious gift, one I use to appreciate the marvels unfolding before me. And from Acts 3, verse 10, they are filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. Okay, so let us say our vision and our mission statements for this morning. Mm-hmm. Together?
The Unity Church of Light is a spirit-centered inspiration in the world.
And our mission together?
Unity Church of Light stands as a spiritual beacon to illuminate the world.
And our unity affirmation, which is spoken in unity churches and centers all around the world. Together, please.
There is only one presence and one power in the universe and in my life. God, the good, omnipotent.
Alrighty, let us get our energy moving with rubbing our hands together before our youth blessing. Together.
Children of God, we love you, we bless you, we appreciate you, and we behold the Christ in you.
And you'll see your announcements on the red paper. And my name is Abina, not Karen, just in case you saw that. let's see here. So, Unity Prayer is a class on Zoom that is happening right now. And Vernetta is facilitator. If you have any questions regarding it or if you'd like to join in, speak with her or text her. I know I'm going to pronounce this wrong. Jackie, help me out. Enneagram. All right. The Enneagram class is going to be on Zoom Wednesday, August 2nd, 6:30 to 9:30. And Jackie, right here, close to the camera, she can answer any additional questions. Coming in September, check out the flyer downstairs on the bulletin board. Adventures in Sacred Healing, September 9th, 9 a.m. First Unity Church of St. Louis. All are welcome. And we also have the Oasis Food Pantry. The pantry can use tea bags, iced tea mix, and lemonade mix. And, of course, canned and boxed foods are always welcome. And if you don't like to shop, you can also leave donations. And Vernetta has additional announcements.
I just wanted to highlight a few things because I kind of shook up our dates. So if you're going by your newsletters, don't look at those August dates. I'm going to give you some new dates to look at. I've changed things around because on the second Sunday of August, we're going to have company again. The members and some of the members from Unity Christ Church are going to visit with us again. And so in thinking about that fellowship, the second Sunday is our birthday Sunday, right? And we had planned an ice cream social for this month. So we're going to move the ice cream social up to that second Sunday when our guests will be here. We have scheduled a class. Unity 101's last class was supposed to be on that second Sunday. It's dropped down to the last Sunday of August, which is the 27th?
No, I think it's the 20th.
The 20th? Oh, okay. All right. See, I got it mixed up already. Unity 101 is going to be on the 20th of August. Now, I guess you're saying, well, we usually have Walk the Talk the third Sunday. Well, Walk the Talk that month is moving to the 27th so that we can get the last Unity 101 class in. We can visit freely with our guests on the second Sunday by having the ice cream social and celebrate birthdays then. And then we'll walk the talk on the last Sunday of this month. So watch your newsletter, your bullet, not newsletter, it's already gone. Watch your news blast, because we're going to make all these corrections in the news blast that you'll get next week, in case I fumbled anything up here. All right, so we're good, right? And I also want to say, you don't want to miss Sacred Healings. It's going to be a wonderful morning. I'd like to see a good showing from those of us here at Unity Church of Light. All the Unity churches, prayer chaplains are coming together to serve you. So do come. So far, we have everything covered except the aromatherapy. If you know anybody who is good in the area of aromatherapy, let me know, because we could use someone to fill that slot. The young lady moved out of the area. But it's September 9th, 9 to 1. You don't even have to come for the whole thing, but I would advise coming and being there at 9, because they're going to run through all these things that you'll have a choice of three. I think it's a choice of three things you can pick out to do that morning. So remember this. If we have a couple flyers out there, if we need to make more flyers for you, we will. That's Adventures in Sacred Healing. Okay.
Let me fall. Someone I am is waiting for courage. The one I want, the one I will become, will catch me. So let me fall if my courage. The one I want, the one I will become will catch me. So let me fall if I must fall. I won't heed your warnings. I won't just let me fall.
Well, good morning once again. That song may seem dark, but when I first heard it, I was so deep into woe is me. You know how sometimes in life you're going through something that's so heavy. And when I heard that song, and then I remembered it again a couple days ago when I was working on music for this lesson, and I thought, that's perfect. Because if we don't fall from time to time, how are we going to know that we're victors? That we're overcomers. I know you can probably think of a time when you felt you were in the valley and that there was no way to climb up out of there. But there is something within us that won't let us fail, because even if things don't turn out as we want them to turn out, I always think nowadays when I look back on things, everything in my life is working as it should. It's opening up as it should. And I like the part in the song, the moment when fear and dreams collide, when you want to achieve so bad, but there's the fear of failure creeping in. And in that moment, there is something in us that is waiting for us to acknowledge it. That's the ability to fall and rise again when you realize that we are more than conquerors. We're the children of a most high divine energy. I don't know what drew me to this lesson, but I felt that there must be somebody going through something that they need to know they have the power within them to make it through. I always say things come what? They come to pass. Not to stay, not to be held on to, not to incorporate down into our belief system, but they come to pass. And if we don't let them go, there's still hope, because in you is that Christ power. all of us in this room, I'm sure, you're either in the middle of something right now, or you're overcoming something, or you have overcome something. And you realize you are stronger than you thought you were, right? Yes, I'm going to say right for everybody. We're stronger than we think we are. And where does that come from? That's one of our divine attributes. Strength is our sustaining power. Strength is like that motor that gives us that zoom to move through whatever it is that is ours to move through. I have in my book, I can't show you right now because I'll probably dump everything out, but I have, and I'm going to scatter a lot of them around the building. I have Charles's thing where he said, "I sizzle." You know, when we think about things in life, when those experiences happen, if you can find the frame of mind to say, "I sizzle with enthusiasm as I move through this experience, because I know I am the victory, the victor." Victory, victor, well, you know what I'm talking about, I hope. When we come to a place where we see that, where we see that our ability to see within and to understand is within us, we rise. We rise. No matter how far we've fallen, we rise. But, there's always a but or however in life, we must be willing to consider that no matter what is appearing to be true, we have not been forsaken or left alone in our journey. And I believe it begins with what we believe. If we are willing to consider that everything I'm moving through is putting me on a path to victory, then oh my, the changes you'll see occur in your life. Each time we step out in faith, we're saying yes, whether we fail or succeed. I can't tell you how many times I've stepped out or watched people step out and they fail and they're so low that they forget. They forget what they are. You are a spiritual being. Each time you step out in faith, you're saying yes. Because you have the courage to step out in faith. You see what I mean? You have the courage to make that first step in the first place. Even if that first step is sitting down in prayer, getting centered, seeing what Spirit has to say to you. If we never take the steps, you never know. If we never fall, we never know that we have risen. You know, sometimes we keep ourselves in that shoulda, coulda, woulda state, you know? But why not just take the first step? You know what it is. How many have struggled with knowing what that step should be, but they don't want to step out there because of that fear building up in them? Oh man, if I could write a book. My being here is a step in actuality. When I first became a Unity teacher, I really didn't mean to become a Unity teacher. But I was encouraged. And through that encouragement, I took the first step. And then I took more and more. Because when you begin to take the steps towards your victory, oh my, you get built up. You get the courage, you get the strength along the way. Before you know it, you're moving. I can't believe how we move sometimes through adversity just in our experience as a congregation. We're more than conquerors, and I hope everyone realizes that. So notice your growth. I always say this is a full banquet table, big banquet table. Everything you can imagine is on it. We have Sunday lessons. We have speakers that come in. We have classes. We have conversations even down in our fellowship hall that are uplifting. Partake of the banquet table. And then take time to sit in the quiet. And as you do that, you're letting God have an opportunity to express through you. You're, as we say here in Unity, open and receptive. I always tell myself, think of the possibility. If you make this movement, if you take this action, think of the possibility, but think what will happen if you don't. You'll be in that stagnant, and you know, we want to keep moving. We're spirit. Spirit is made to move, right? To keep on going, to keep pushing through, to keep taking those steps, not to just sit and wonder and not move when the message comes through to you what would be a good idea for you to do. I listened to some old lessons from some of the old I don't want to say old Unity leaders, because they weren't old when they gave the messages. But from some of our Unity leaders online, and those, they really build you up. They really build you up. And this fits this lesson perfectly. I believe it was Eric Butterworth, but it could have been a Charles Fillmore message, but whoever, let's take this in. They said, how does a person overcome adversity and enter into victory? You begin by putting negative thoughts aside, by trusting the spirit within. You do that no matter how contrary it seems to the thoughts that are spinning inside of you. You believe in divine energy, even though you don't see the sanity in it, or feel good about it, or have a clue where it will take you. You feel like you are jumping off a cliff and expecting God to catch you, but have no sense where he is. You just believe based on the promises. And what are some of the promises? Everlasting life, love that it passes all understanding, attributes that I give unto you, strength, faith, zeal, all of them. And it goes on to say, victory is not a matter of us fixing or changing the circumstances. The victory is in us. It is in you coming to the place in your relationship with God where you believe, completely independent of your circumstances, or believing completely independent of lots of spiritual, and he said, malfunction in you. You know, sometimes we get ideas that we think are spiritual ideas that if we take time to make that connection with the spirit within, we know they are not. So, let me find myself here. So, what makes us victorious? What does victory mean to you? Victory actually is freedom. It means that we are free to be what we were intended to be. Victory is a result of pushing through by faith all that would keep me from walking the talk. 1 John chapter 5:4 says, "For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world." And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. There's something in us we're built, it's our nature, but often we don't follow our potentialities of spirit. That's our overcoming power. That's the wholeness, the joy, the peace, the wisdom that we seek. Guess what? It's there. When you look back on past experiences and realize how far you have come, you can go within and open those spiritual eyes. And wholeness is yours. Joy is yours. Peace is yours. Wisdom and many other attributes that are our natural state are yours. So let's lift our consciousness above the world of appearances. You know, we see a lot of things on the news, don't we? But we don't have to buy into those things. We can feed those things, this energy that is coming from us. When we lift our consciousness above world appearances, we can see all that makes us victorious. All that makes us divine. And when we turn from looking outside of ourselves, we begin knowing that within us is our power. In the realization of this truth, we are conquerors. We're told in Scripture, "Seek ye first the kingdom, and all will be added unto you." Even when you fall, you can rise again because you have that Christ Spirit embedded deep within you, ready and available when you just ask it. Fill me, O Spirit. Take that time. Take the time to do some contemplation. Take the time to sit a little bit in the silence. Take the time to look out and enjoy nature. Yes, even the heat. Because everything has its purpose. Yes. So let's pray. I just wanted to give you that food for thought. And in it, we want to turn within. And this is not just a Sunday activity. Turning within is a daily activity. Even if you just take a second and say, "Thank you, God. I have this experience, and I know that I'm going to take the steps to begin to move through it." So take a deep breath, and let's affirm together the Lord's Prayer. Together, "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever." And so take a moment, take a deep breath. Bring yourself into this moment right here, right now. This is our moment. And if you haven't taken a second to be still and know today, this is your moment right here, right now. The Spirit of God is within you. Rejoice, rejoice. And that Spirit is greater than anything out here in the universe. Greater than any change, any circumstance, any experience. So we breathe in. And we begin this inward journey, moving from the head down into the heart. And when you feel you're there, just breathe in and out. We are entering in a point where we are one with the One. And we step over the threshold of our inner chambers where we alone commune with our indwelling Spirit. In our inner chamber, that's where we know and feel and express unconditional love. And we send those vibrations out to all within the essence of where we are. And in this inner chamber, we lit the peace that surpasses all understanding. We just know it's there. And we sink deeper into that peace that's unconditional, free and loving. Breathing in and breathing out. Come to that point where you no longer need the sound of my voice, because you are open and receptive to all there is in the quiet. You are receiving right here, right now, from Spirit. Holy Spirit, we feel your presence within. We open our hearts and our minds and our hands saying yes. We know that our good is right here, right now. And so as we emerge from this time of listening, from this time of quiet, from this time of your filling us with your presence, we do so in gratitude. So for all that you are in us, dear God, we just say thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And it is so, and so it is, that we open ourselves and surrender to you. Right here, right now. And it is so, and so it is. Amen. Amen.